The word exotic is often used to describe, say, animals, places, women, perhaps most commonly, though, food. And our next guest says that word is problematic no matter what it's describing, and we should stop using it, full stop. That's because what's exotic to you might not be exotic to your neighbor. And let's be honest, have you ever heard that word used to describe something that's white? Washington Post food writer Daniela Galarza parses all of this in her recent story, Stop Calling Food Exotic, and she joins me now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks so much for having me, Celeste.
So this conversation came up as part of your job where you create recipes for the Post. And I understand that you, I guess, not just one recipe, but a few recipes, you got responses from people saying these spices or these ingredients are too exotic, right? Why did that bother you?
Yeah, you know, I think first on just a practical level, I wasn't sure what they meant. The definition of the word changes so much based on your perspective. And I think that makes it problematic when I'm trying to troubleshoot things for readers. I want to use language that's as clear as possible. And I'd hope they'd want to too. So I had some great exchanges with them just to understand what they meant by that.
The exotic has actually sort of been set aside by a number of people or pointed to as an example of a word one shouldn't use when referencing people. The argument always is that, look, this is what we call pets or animals at a wild animal park, and not to use it to refer to people. Why do you think we should also not use it for food?
I think anytime you use it, you're really centering a white dominant perspective, and particularly one that's maybe Anglo-American. And the reason I say that has to do with the history of the word, its origins, and even its definition and usage today. So it came about, it's originally a Greek word. It originally meant something that was foreign or alien. And it was likely invented by the Greeks as a way to describe the people that they were conquering, that they were subjugating in their, you know, years and centuries of conquering. And so that usage actually was pretty low. And if you look at the word's usage over time through history, it increased tremendously during British imperialism and colonialism, and then has increased even more today. And I have sort of another pet theory about why that is. But in any of these cases, it's always been used to describe people as a way of othering them and diminishing them, separating them from what we might consider the norm. And I find that really problematic, especially in today's society, which I feel is very global and international and sort of naturally open.
I mean, obviously, I have to ask you about your pet theory on why it's persisted.
So I talked to a number of sociologists about the use of the word, and I also did a lot of research in trying to figure out if there were other languages. Obviously, the word has been translated from the Greek to English, French, and Spanish and Italian, and it's been translated into other languages for which there is no similar word. You know, I was really looking to see, is it possible that, let's say, someone from Argentina had developed a completely different word using indigenous roots to describe someone from, let's say, the African continent. And I think, you know, there just wasn't anything like that. It really has this history of imperialism, of sort of like domination over the other, that I think is incredibly problematic, especially today. But I think the reason there's an increase in its usage is a desire to go back to a time in which there was a really easy distinction between one group of people and another, and having a hierarchy between them.
Which is related to, I mean, one of the things that you point out is that some foods don't get labeled as exotic.
Exactly.
Yeah, that there's certain parts of the world where their food is just labeled as Central American food or South American food, as opposed to exotic ingredients from Thailand. So I see echoes in this discussion you're having with what we're seeing in grocery stores, for example. Growing up, we had ethnic food aisles. They eventually became international food aisles. And now those are kind of disappearing because people are saying, why are you separating these out from all the rest of the food? And that seems related to this conversation about the use of the word exotic. Do you see this as a sort of awakening among people in the industry, the dining and food industry, about their use of language?
I do, absolutely. I think it echoes a lot of the arguments that have made about the use of the word ethnic. And I think it forces us to think about how we categorize people and the food that they eat. And by exoticizing it, we're separating them out from a dominant culture that I don't think increasingly is going to continue to exist. I think we're moving towards a truly an international, a global world in which distinctions between people will be much less important.
So if I am making a recipe and all of a sudden I come across something that I don't have in my grocery store, shirataki noodles or something, if I am not supposed to use the word exotic for an ingredient that I don't recognize or have never tasted, how should I describe it?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think it's worth sort of reframing how we approach things. First, I want to say, I'm sure at some point in my life, I used the word exotic. And maybe only in the last 10 years did I start thinking about why and what it meant when I used it, what it meant to other people and sort of the legacy of it. But if I'm looking at a recipe and I see an ingredient that's not familiar to me, I know that a definition for it is just a Google search away. I also know that I can probably find some information about where to find it online, if not order it online. And so it might be seen, depending on where you live in the world and in the United States, it might be a rare ingredient. It might be harder to find. So I think about those using those terms to describe it, because those are just factual sort of logistics issues. But I wouldn't otherize it in any way.
Washington Post food writer Daniela Galarza talking about her recent story, Stop Calling Food Exotic. Daniela, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Celeste. I appreciate it.